Stacy Zrien is here. Stacy is a community activist, an awardee at the upcoming 5th of January Achiezer dinner. Mazal tov to you.
Thank you very much.
Did they have to twist your arm to get you to be on that list?
No, I was waiting in line.
Baruch Hashem. You were very cooperative compared to most honorees.
Exactly.
Baruch Hashem. And you're also the co-founder of iShine, and I thank you for joining us here at the JM and the AM. A pleasure. What is iShine?
iShine is an organization that's a project of Chai Lifeline that we started 12 years ago for kids who are suffering with illness or loss in the family. We pick up kids twice a week from about 15 different schools in our greater neighborhood, Far Rockaway, Five Towns, West Hempstead, and the kids are brought to Hafter, where they have an after-school program, one-on-one volunteers, activities, dinner, mentoring. They get some homework done if on a good day. And then we have drivers from the community who pick them up, drive them home, and parents have a few extra hours 2 days a week to take care of things they need to if someone's not well or if they're working on their own.
At what point did you realize how good an idea this is? A couple of weeks in?
So the idea belongs to Annette Kaufman. She was the generator of the idea. We got the project started together, but it took a little bit, and the most beautiful part of the idea is that we've got people from all different backgrounds in the five towns, and the kids are together, and the volunteers are working together, and I have to say it is a fantastic idea.
And people don't realize what families go through in those situations,
it's
huh?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult.
I could only imagine. You have been, one of the reasons that you're being honored by Achiezer, as you're being recognized for some of the volunteer work that you do in addition to iShine, correct?
Yes, I do.
What are some of the things you like doing, to put you on the spot here, to toot your own horn?
It's, no problem.
Good.
So much for the sneeze here. For Achiezer, I work as a financial planner, which is actually more closely related to my background. I work with couples and individuals from the community who are either struggling financially or just planning financially, and anyone locally can just call Achiezer, make an appointment to sit down with someone from our team. We have a group of financial planners and budgeters who will work with you and figure out the best way to go forward.
The difference between, and this is one of the reasons, by the way, I asked you about this, because I think it's such an important message for everybody in this audience. The difference between poor planning financially and successful planning financially is life-changing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
People don't realize.
Do it early, do it often.
With the same income, that they have, and the same financial obligations that they have.
Exactly.
If approached in a responsible manner, you're guaranteeing
The earlier you start, the better you are. It's easier to fix. It's easier to fix a budget that's 6 months old than a budget that's been going on for 20 years or 30 years. The sooner you get in, the better.
And it sounds
better.
Like you've seen them all.
We have seen them all. Yeah.
Today is Giving Tuesday,
I
would hope that people have in their budgets a little room for donations to great causes, including ours. And I remind everybody that you can donate at fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. And you being somebody who's community-minded, you can speak to the fact that that this is a unique forum, a place where people get to gather on a daily basis and discuss different community events and different community organizations. I would hope that you'd encourage everybody to help support us.
I really would. I know I'm an expensive friend to have this month between iShine's Hanukkah Chagiga and Achiezer dinner coming up.
That's funny.
But this is a really, really great cause as well. It gives a chance for all of the community organizations that need a voice in a smaller forum and in a local forum to be able to share what we do and to speak to the community at large.
Well, I appreciate that. And if anybody would ask you then where to give their December dollars, you'd have quite a quandary.
I would, but I could help them plan it financially. So.
Knowing you, you'd probably say split it up accordingly, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As simple as that. And we should also mention, I think the toy drive for OHEL also is around this time of year.
Yeah.
So people are giving not only financial contributions, people are getting together with their kids and finding toys for underprivileged kids and clothing drives that are going on. It's a lot of ways to help people
And we have a very special community here, and we count on everyone. And I know that everyone here really does as much as they're able to, and we appreciate
it. This is something that Miriam always says to us, that you're never going to find a community that responds to crisis the way this one does. And I think that, unfortunately, we don't wish for crisis. We don't want challenging situations. But just the fact that a community has a reputation like that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I do say that during crisis, we're great. Unfortunately, right. It's the other times we may not be so
great. Okay, but we don't have to concentrate on
that. But in terms of crisis, no one comes together. There is like... there's a crazy mobilization that takes place in the five towns in times of need. I mean, we just heard from Baruch Bear
right.
about the WhatsApp group, which I think is probably for Shiva minions.
So simple and so brilliant.
So smart, an easy fix, a great solution. And iShine, not an easy fix, but yeah. a great solution to a real problem. And also to a problem that that existed that we weren't talking about. And I think that that's a really important point.
There's a lot of good stuff going on
yep.
here.
Most people are not aware of what families go through until we or others make them aware of it. And it's a really challenging situation, to say the least. I was just told that if you go to our app, if you go to the NSN app, you can click on the banner at the top and go straight to fjbunity.org. If you go to the NSN app, if you're on the NSN app right now listening, you can go literally to the banner at the top, the FJB Unity banner, and donate right now. And Stacey Zrien, first of all, mazal tov on the honor. Achiez is coming up. Continued success with iShine and with all the different things that you're doing. And I thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Have a
great day, everybody.
Stacey Zrien here at JM in the AM. And I thank everybody who's been donating. Keep it coming at fjbunity.org on this Giving Tuesday, fjbunity.org.